Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
It is Friday, November 29th, Black Friday. Good morning, I'm Scott Jagow.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis region bracing for its first taste of snow this season.
Meteorologists at the local National Weather Service office predict a dusting to 1 inch of snow to fall after dawn Saturday morning. A narrow band of 2 to 3 inches is anticipated near the Interstate 70 corridor. The timing still in flux, but the National Weather Service says 6 to 8 in the morning for the greater St. Louis area. That could change, though, as dry air may delay the beginning of the snowfall. Minimal travel delays anticipated. Brad Choate, KMOX News.
We'll get Joe Lundberg's AccuWeather forecast coming up in just a bit.
A foundation formed after the Uvalde, Texas elementary school massacre is now offering a reward for information leading to an arrest in the shooting death of Colin Brown. The 16-year-old was in a vehicle with his father driving on I-55 near Bates when a stray bullet struck him. The reward is $5,000. The foundation is also establishing a scholarship to be given to a student athlete at CBC High School. That is where Brown went.
The 1 in 5 Foundation said in a statement, "We reignite the call in St. Louis to end this violence plaguing our students. Through this memorial scholarship, our foundation seeks to ensure he will always be remembered and his love for hockey and life will live on."
Two family members have filed suit against a lumber company and a semi-truck driver for causing what they say were wrongful deaths of a woman and her two young girls.
Michelle Yeager and her daughters Kinsey and Natalie died when she crashed her SUV into the back of the semi in May. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says the truck's driver, David Frazier, had pulled onto the inside shoulder of the highway near Interstate 270 and I-55 to secure his load. According to the lawsuit, Yeager was forced to swerve to avoid the truck and drove into a forklift that was sitting on the back of it, which caught fire. The crash killed her and her daughters, aged 8 and 10. The girl's father and Yeager's son filed the lawsuit. It contains several allegations against the driver and his company for negligence, as well as for the forklift maker and other parties. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
A local law firm has chosen the north side of the Del Mar Divide over Clayton.
Stock Legal will redevelop a dilapidated building on Del Mar Boulevard and expand their practice. As part of their redevelopment, the new site will have space for 4 businesses and a gym to open up. Here's CEO of the St. Louis Development Corporation, Neil Richardson.
To know that the decision is a site on north of Del Mar compared to Clayton, and they decide to move to that spot is exciting. It shows that there is value that's being recognized.
SLDC has also announced the Kranzberg Arts Foundation will open a music and film production studio in downtown West next year. Both projects received $5 million in tax credits. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Economics professor David Yaskovich says if inflation is squeezing your budget this year, you can expect deep discounts to last longer this holiday shopping season. If you need to use a buy now, pay later option such as Affirm, Klarna, or Afterpay, He advises you treat these choices like a credit card.
If the debt is manageable and you have a plan for paying it off, fantastic. That exists and consumers handle that responsibly. But there are some who might bite off more than they can chew and get in over their head.
If shoppers want the highest likelihood of getting the lowest price, he suggests shopping around Black Friday and, of course, Cyber Monday.
Coming up in the Business Desk, experts suggest having a holiday budgeting plan. We'll have more details on the way. Time for news from the KMOX Business Desk. Credit experts say it is okay to be honest about having a tight budget over the holidays. Rod Griffin, Senior Director of Consumer Education and Advocacy with Experian, tells KMOX, it's okay to create a plan with friends and family.
You know, things with inflation being what it has been has put a pinch on spending and on our budgets. And so talking to them and saying, hey, look, I can't spend quite as much this year. You will be surprised, I think, at how many people that you talk to will say, yeah, I'm in the same place.
Griffin says more than half the people Experian surveyed plan to use credit cards for holiday expenses. He recommends that you have a plan for how you will pay that off quickly. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.